Proclamation number 8260 of 31st of August, 1962. God's mission, spreading truth. Continuation to number 8259. You should not be afraid to come forward with the truth, for you only speak on my behalf when you try to enlighten people. I myself cannot address people directly because not all of them have the prerequisites which allow for a direct address through the inner word. Nor can I speak to them audibly from above, for this would then also be a compulsion of faith. It would then be 100% proof of the existence of a power which now expresses itself audibly. I can only ever use an earthly child who wants to serve me, who makes himself available to me as a mediator, who accepts my direct word and passes it on to his fellow human beings. And therefore you only speak on my behalf when you spread my word and inform your fellow human beings of my working in and on you. But I only convey my word to you because people shall be instructed in the truth, because I deem it extremely necessary that they experience the truth. And thus I also need you to carry out what I myself cannot carry out due to people's freedom of will. Be certain that you do nothing wrong when you pass on the knowledge which you receive directly from me, and don't let yourselves be disturbed when you receive unusual knowledge, when teachings are presented to you which were unknown to you. For I only ever correct where you humans still advocate erroneous spiritual knowledge and don't want to let go of it. Much spiritual knowledge has been conveyed to you and people have always accepted it without having tested its outcome. But I was always opposed when I wanted to correct wrong teachings, for their previous knowledge made them certain to walk in truth, and due to this they were also unable to accept the pure truth. They were not empty vessels who willingly gave away the knowledge they possessed in order to receive it from me. This is why false doctrines were able to survive for a long time without being recognized as false doctrines. But as soon as I now oppose it with pure truth, as soon as I can pour my spirit into an empty vessel which gives itself to me of its own free will, it is now also my will that the pure truth from me is openly advocated, that the recipient now lets me myself speak to his fellow human beings by willingly passing on the spiritual knowledge in the firm belief that what he has received is pure truth. Only then will it be possible to correct existing misguided teachings, to eradicate everything that is wrong and to enlighten people truthfully. And now I will also support my servants. I myself will supply them with people who desire the truth and also recognize the truth of my word if you offer it to them on my behalf. I would never give you this mission to spread the spiritual knowledge if your own erroneous thoughts were added to my word from above and degraded the value of it. But I protect my vessel from bad influence, and only my flow of love will flow into it and guarantee you purest truth. And you shall now also represent this as my gift of grace, through which much light shall still be radiated into the hearts of people who desire light in the last time before the end. And you need not fear to act against my will, for I place the will into your heart and then you will only do what is my will. You will feel what is right, for I myself guide your thoughts. And thus I will also bless you who let yourselves be guided by me, who are active as mediators. What I want but cannot obviously accomplish has to be carried out by people as long as people are still far away from me. But they shall nevertheless experience the truth which can only come forth from me myself, but which alone is the right light which creates clarity. And therefore only ever wait for my instructions which, however, you will also recognize as my will and you will comply with them because you are willing to serve me in the last days before the end. Amen.